during the war years, we had an order for a spring eye rolling machine. This was a machine for rolling the eye on leaf springs for tanks. And one of the problems was that when the eye was rolled, you had to push a drift pin through to size the hole to allow the bearing to go through. One of the problems was that if you got a small piece of impurity, you could scratch or score a line across the spring, and if the score was in a straight line, it set up a stress raiser and the spring would break. But if you push the drift pin through on a helix, the groove would be on a helix and the spring wouldn't break. And one of the big problems was to find some way of, when the drift pin was pushed through, of making it turn on a helix. And I was working under Bertie Gowan at the time, and I looked at this, and after a while I came to a conclusion how we could overcome the problem. One of the big problems was there was no room to get any complicated turning gear in, and we wanted something which didn't take up any room, or virtually no room at all. And it suddenly occurred to me that if we were to have a shaft with a helix on, which we could fix in the bottom of the drift pin in the drift pin cylinder, and a nut in the ram itself, that when the ram went forward, it would automatically turn the pin on a helix. Now, this mightn't sound very big at the moment, but it was a problem that they'd found a lot of time trying to overcome. And Bertie Gowan told the technical director, who was Reggie Rolls at the time, that one of the junior members had come up with an idea to overcome this problem. And Reggie Rolls, who never heard of me, I suppose, in the drawing office, came across and congratulated me on what he thought was a very good idea. And I must confess that he was very good to me in the latter years. And if there was anybody I had to thank for any small success I may have had, I've got Reggie Rolls to thank for it, because, as I say, that he was very, very good to me.